AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Breaking news out of Washington, a U.S. official has told the Associated Press air safety investigators have a high degree of confidence that a photo of aircraft debris found in the Indian Ocean is unique to the Boeing 777, the same model Malaysian jetliner that disappeared last year. Russia has blocked a proposal to set up a tribunal on the Malaysian jetliner shot down over Ukraine.
Russia vetoed a Security Council resolution that would have established an international criminal court to prosecute those who shot down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine a year ago. Speaking through an interpreter, Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said Russia doesn't believe a fair investigation has taken place.
Serious issues remain regarding how the investigation is being conducted. Russian experts were not provided equal access.
The West suspects the plane was hit by Russian-backed rebels as it traveled from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Russia denies it. Malaysia's transport minister called the veto a vote for impunity. Warren Levinson, New York.
A University of Cincinnati cop who shot a motorist during a traffic stop over a missing front license plate was indicted today on a murder charge. The man's mother says she prayed for the truth to come out about what really happened to her son.
What I thought was it was going to be covered up. I've heard many stories and everything. I trust God, and I knew that it was going to be all right.
Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters says Officer Ray Tensing purposely killed Samuel DeBose.
This should not happen, ever.
Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley is urging residents to react peacefully.
There is obviously reason for people to be angry today and upset. And people deserve the right to be able to do so in a public manner. That's what this country is all about.
This is AP Radio News. The Republican-controlled House is moving forward with a bill making it easier to fire or demote hundreds of thousands of employees at the Department of Veterans Affairs. A vote is expected shortly. Authorities in Ohio are trying to figure out why a church van slammed into a freight train last night at a well-marked crossing.
A van that was carrying children to a vacation Bible school session in a church in Middletown went through a crossing gate and hit the side of a freight train. One passenger in the van died from injuries.
AP correspondent Dan Sewell reports a prayer vigil will be held tonight at the church. Indiana State Police say a church bus that overturned near Indianapolis this week, killing a 6-year-old boy and injuring several others, lacked the required federal registration needed for its planned out-of-state trip. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.